become a prem pujari, not a vyapar pujari of the Lord. Most of the people in India worship the Lord with the goal of expecting something in return, and if they don't get something, then they might stop the worship. However, they do not know that the formula of becoming the best vyapari is to worship the Lord in the mood of serving Him. They do not only gain the wealth of Lakshmi, but also the wealth of happiness and satisfaction. Moreover, they get rid from the spirit of envy, which is the root cause of all the problems in this world. Worshipping the Lord in this spirit is like mother serving the newly born child, not expecting anything in return, but in reality she gets a lot in return, that is, bliss and satisfaction. The child passes stool, urine, and creates so many problems, anxiety, troubles for the mother, but the mother never complains or regrets about her decision to have a child, but instead the very same problems and troubles gives her so much bliss. Then one can just imagine the position of the Supreme Lord, who helps everyone solve their problems in spite of not receiving much love from those who approaches Him. That's why He's so great. Also, how does a parent feel if people visit to see their newborn children, to just play with them but do not serve them when there is the most need for it? Obviously, they would feel a superficial love. Imagine a situation where people keep coming to you for help all the time without caring or thinking about you. It would definitely seem to be more than just business. But the Lord is so great that He keeps standing for hours in the form of deity in the temple, just executing demands of everyone all the time, and that too without receiving much love. And this He does since time immemorial. Now most of the people would serve their family members to a greater extent than they would serve the Lord, even though their family members can't even reciprocate unconditional and unparalleled love like the Lord. So why not make the Lord a family member? All He wants is love. Unfortunately, some of them even go to the extent of ridiculing those people who spend their time serving the Lord as a topmost priority. Another way of understanding the greatness of the Lord is to consider that when our parents grow older, we would naturally like to take over responsibilities, help, serve, and care for them in every possible way. But we see that the tendency to keep asking from the Lord always remains the same in spite of increasing age. That's the way people in India are trained. Everything becomes a formality and ritual then. In spite of all this, the Lord never complains, but with a smiling face, always executes what is best for the person. It's a natural phenomenon of the material world that the more expectations we have, the more we become miserable and frustrated. Rather, the more we ask for service and develop a tendency to give the Lord more and more, the more we'll experience joy, bliss, and satisfaction. The nature of the Lord is so magnanimous that He only sees the positive in all living entities and ignores the negative. He is only concerned with the intention and essence of one's love for Him. By becoming a prem pujari of the Lord, you will not lose anything except lust, greed, envy, pride, anger, etc. On the other hand, if you continue to worship Him in the same traditional ritualistic way, then it sows the seed of ingratitude and expectations, which is the cause of all misery and suffering. Considering all this, is it not an intelligent idea to worship the Lord with no expectation? Kindly experiment it and see the results yourself. Thank you.